It's been several years since the molds left the possession of Cameron and Kaelin. Craftsmen work on the enormous things, sealing the cracks and then sanding the repairs smooth. There have already been many attempts to make the things whole again, including magical means and professional handymen of all sorts. All these attempts have failed. But this work shows promise, and if all goes according to plan, the molds will be made functional again soon. When Cameron and Kaelin were destroyed, the mold sustained damage despite their inherent magical properties. This sort of damage is not easily repaired, and those that first made them are long departed from this plane. So the progress is made haltingly, and with many setbacks. Even now, as the workers try to repair them, they tire quickly. Rumors spread among the craftsmen that the magic inside the molds leaks out, leeching the workers of their life force and weakening both their bodies and their souls. Nevertheless, the Ten have vast resources, and the craftsmen are paid a princely sum to continue working, and so the repairs go on. There are occasional pauses as incantations are cast, typically a warding to keep the powerful magics at bay and sealed within the giant metal slabs. At these times, the other workers rest, wipe the sweat from their brows, and occasionally nod off due to the exhausting nature of the work. The workshop seems almost serene in these moments, and it feels as though they are just a group of friends lazing about on an afternoon, free from care. It is in one of these moments when a dwarf emerges from the shadows. Then another, three and all. They speak in unison.
I demand action. I demand results. I demand that you return to work. The molds must be operational soon. The Ten commands it.
All right, so you two start going towards the basement.
Yeah, I start heading towards the basement.
So you get to the door.
Yeah.
And it is unlocked. So you go to open it, but you see Archer like barreling down on you, and you know you're not going to be able to get down the door in time. But at the same time, you see rounding the corner behind Archer is Vez. What do you do?
Oh, Vez. Oh, my gosh.
I said that, motherfucker.
You said that?
I said Vez is okay. Still coming.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, Vez is better than nothing.
Thanks.
He's no DeMarco, but...
Is Archer, like, got a gun on you, right?
You don't. You just see Archer's back. You see Archer running, but you don't see what he's carrying.
Okay.
So essentially the order is Iora, Archer, Vez.
Yes.
Okay. But I see Vez.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You're taller than Archer.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
FYI, did I have her bandolier and everything?
Yeah, you have her
six guns,
five guns, because
five
loaded guns.
Would that be reduced to coin for this purpose, or?
If you're carrying it, it'll just be two load.
And if she doesn't use them in some way, it's
we'll see.
We'll find out. Okay, because they sound like fancy guns.
There's guns. Yeah. There's a lot of guns. It's worth something.
And I'm at the door right now.
Yeah, but Archer's.
I'm not gonna make it.
Yeah,
but there's not like a.
The door opens the wrong way.
Yeah. And there's not like an alcove I can duck into. Mm-mm. Right then. It's a dead end essentially. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got lots of options, and none of them are any better than any of the others.
Okay.
So I think it's fiction at this point. Is how do I hang on for a round for Vez to unload?
Mm-hmm. What do you do? What do you say?
I have the amulet where the amulet's on.
Right.
Yeah, the amulet's on.
You don't have to yell or anything.
No, but I have to stop him from shooting my ass.
You try to sway him?
Yeah, I mean, that's my best.
You're like, stop, please.
Wait. Stop your little legs for a minute. Think about what you're doing.
Good start.
Think about what you're doing here. You shoot me. I'm the only one that can get you through this door. I have the lock combination to get through this. You shoot me, you don't get down there.
Mm-hmm. That's good sway. It's desperate, though.
Do I hear?
And it's limited right now because you're.
Do I hear Iora? Because I'm kind of imagining Bug just going.
Like it hits me in the butt.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. It's desperate, limited right now because you're injury.
Okay, so but I get an XP for this, right?
Because
it's desperate.
Oh,
oh, double sixes.
And two ones.
Yeah, two sixes, so two ones.
So it's critical, so it'll go up to standard. So
great.
Archer believes you. He's just like, he's like super pissed, and he like walks up to you and like gets really close to the gun. And he's like, open the door. But Vez, what do you do? You see, you heard what's going on. You see the position.
So I was running, but I stop.
Okay.
And I want to be able to like ambush him. Mm-hmm. So sneak up and
sure.
behind him.
Prowl.
And prowl. Well, I also get plus one D if I'm hiding, kind of, or like springing a trap
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, it definitely is. He didn't know. He was intent on fire. Yeah,
Vez has never hesitated to kill before. So can I borrow one of your die? So I get four to prowl. And what I'm going to do is I'm seeing it behind him. Vez doesn't use guns.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll have his throwing knives out.
Wait, okay. He doesn't use guns?
No, he doesn't like guns.
Doesn't like
they scare
guns.
Yeah. They scare him.
Oh, that's right.
The
yeah.
boomsticks.
Yeah. 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 So he'll try to get him in his classic move of digging knives into necks.
Yep. The double. The rodeo.
The rodeo. The toreador.
What'd you get?
I got a 4-3-1-1.
Oh, my God.
Well, four's a pass.
But he had a loaded gun on Iora.
Well, since he didn't notice him, would it be better than standard? Or
it's risky just because he has the
right.
gun that.
He has gun there.
Out, yeah,
yeah. The sneak was the sneak gave the extra die. He won't go down. We'll say that for.
But I get him in his.
Yeah. So he. Yeah, you're like.
So instead of getting into the neck, I get into the shoulders.
Right. He's like, fah! And he pulls the gun, and
I'm steering
you want to. It's going to hit.
It's not going to hit. I want to resist.
Yeah,
that.
That's what I was going
to
say.
So I'll resist, and like since I get him in his shoulders, I'll just like try to turn him right. away mm-hmm. from my aura.
As we were saying, the rodeo.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Well, I would either be prowess.
Okay, so I've got three die and yeah. prowess.
Plus one.
It'd either be prowess or resolve.
Probably
because
prowess, because she's like physically like.
Yeah, but she's trying to also command him to, in a way, in a physical way.
2-2-1.
So you take four stress.
Wait, can I assist?
Not
is there anything I can do?
No, not a resist.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you not trauma out last adventure?
No.
But you did this one.
Oh, I did this one. So let's see. I had two. And letting you guys know, I have an extra stress box.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I just went two over. So basically, does it carry over?
No.
Okay.
No,
so it's just like, okay.
I think what it probably looks like is you're like, you're trying to like pull him. You're like, oh shit. And you hear the gun go off and you think you like, you weren't in time.
Yeah.
Probably
thinking. I probably
think,
oh, it got Iora.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck. And you just kind of like, I'm sorry or something like that on the ground. Or how do you think it goes?
Yeah. He'll just like. Drop to the ground and curl up into a little ball and vomit.
Yeah, he thought he didn't make it. But
man, I wish someone had said, "Hey, almost to the basement."
So how do you?
Wait, did I not? I mean,
no,
not really.
All right,
Archer's there. He looks pretty fucked up with two daggers out of his back, his shoulders, but he's still up.
You had to hear that gunshot.
I did hear that gunshot.
Yeah,
but so did everyone down there. I'm gonna take the torches down and put them in my sack.
All right. So you have to resolve Archer. It sounds like.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm ready to resolve Archer.
All right, we do.
Let's do this the hard way. Yeah, I will take my little goblin boy's knife out of his shoulder and kind of viciously go after him.
And it's like,
more in the guts.
Oh.
Like, I want it to be slow.
Ooh, okay. It sounds like a skirmish.
Yep. Let's hope this works. Oh, it's a four.
Got a four. You got him. He's like, oh, and I'm going to move the clock.
Shocked.
As this commotion clearly is
a lot.
Heard. Archer's bleeding out on the ground.
Yeah.
Vez is curled up in a ball right by. You probably like, I'm sorry.
Vez. I'm sorry.
DeMarco, you round the corner into this mess.
Yeah. Fuck.
I could have taken that bullet for you,
Archer
Vez.
Down? Is he out?
Oh, he's bleeding out.
He's bleeding out? He's done for?
Yeah, he's done for.
I mean, you can still talk to him if you want.
I don't
want
to talk to him. I figure out what the hell's going on.
No, Archer's. He's done.
Okay, is Nux coming out of the basement yet or what?
No, Nux is like, oh, fucking, like.
Because we're all
he's doing something.
He's Archer's doing something.
No, Nux is doing something.
Oh, Nux is doing something.
Archer's doing something of dying.
He's dying.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about that. I'm not a doctor.
No. You're at the basement door with Iora.
I can't let him die either, though.
Yes, you can.
Because that'll make us, that'll give us some more trouble.
Yeah, but I'm coming up behind you.
Yeah, okay.
I will prevent you from helping him.
Maybe you should tell me to hurry the hell up.
How are you going
to
prevent me? I got little baby arms.
Don't.
You going to talk me out of it?
Hey, John. Maybe you should just tell me to hurry up. There's a real patient over here.
Okay, yeah. I'll shout out to him. Because,
I mean, she's not really dying.
No.
Hurry up, because more people are dying over here. Mm-hmm. They're about to meet Weejas.
Yeah.
And it's probably before their time.
My instinct is I will extract a price from those who try to mislead me. And that's the price he paid.
So you hear this, Iora. What do you...
Well, if you want to argue with Toons and say, don't heal him because, you know what?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So you throw
we've got
door
competing
afterwards.
Instincts.
I guess
this.
I get to the basement because it's like everyone's getting in a race to the basement now.
So you throw open the door pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a dark.
It is pitch black.
It's pitch black.
You have night vision.
I don't have. No. I'm an orc. Okay. I don't have vision.
Half orcs don't.
Yeah.
Are you full
I'm
orc?
Full, full orc.
Yeah, full orcs do.
Full orcs.
Yeah, you can see.
Can I shut the door?
Sure.
No.
What's going on?
Trap.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Oh, I'm guessing all the people in the basement heard that.
You probably do hear commotion, but there's no one coming. There you go.
All right. In that case, I'll just motion him over. Let's do this.
Let me sneak with you, basically, see what's going on or something. Yeah, whatever.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to follow next.
Do you want to sneak? There's like 8 people down here.
Did everyone just leave Fez on the floor?
No, I'm right there with Fez.
Love you, buddy.
What trauma are you going to pay?
Paranoid.
Yeah, we got matching paranoia. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go down the stairs.
I'll say you two. Okay, let's do an action for you, and then we'll come to the tombs then.
I can do a group prowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to roll, too.
You have to do it as well, yeah.
Okay, so my question is this. I told Cameron I will guard the basement. Am I more valuable there or down there?
I think you're kind of in the middle of stopping people from trying to heal Archer.
Your skirmish and stuff are there. You got like a couple pips in them, but you know.
No, I'm not a fighter.
You're not a fighter. If you want to, you can stand watch and keep us up to date on what's going on up here.
Sure. If you need me, if it gets ugly,
yeah,
say the word.
We'll give you a shout. That sounds good to me.
Okay, so group prowl.
So
I got a 5.
I got a 6.
All right. You know stress, and you guys get down to the thing. So what you see is one of the Kalins has put the Crystal Kaze into the elf mold. You see it like the action has to happen, and they start bringing the big vats towards the molds. What do you two do?
They put the crystal in between the mold?
They put it inside the elf mold.
We should probably stop this.
I better get that crystal, man.
We kind of need that crystal. So are there still... There's still 8, though.
Yeah, there's still 8. They're all working, like, pushing these giant vats and kind of, like, prepping.
How big are these vats? Are they, like, bigger than me? Like
3/4 your size.
So...
But they're still... But they're metal, and they're full of liquid, so they're heavy.
So...
Like, hot liquid. Is it full of sluice?
Some kind of weird sluice
organic
stuff. Yeah.
But the last time I used the crystal against someone who had the crystal, it kind of fizzled.
Mm-hmm.
But now no one's holding it. It's just in a mold.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
There's still a group, so you still have to push yourself to affect everyone.
So it'd be too stressed to try and hit them all.
To hit all except for 2. Because I believe after 6, it's a large group or a large gang.
Okay. So yes, I will take 2 stress and do my attune to try and... I'll take my crystal out of my sacky.
Uh-huh.
And we're gonna...
Crystal fight.
We're gonna try and melt some dudes.
All right. Do you say anything or think anything or what's... going on with that?
I don't think I'm not mad,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, I just really want to finish this mission and go home.
Yeah.
So, determination, something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Attuned.
That's 4.
Okay, so you do it with a consequence.
And can I resist the consequence?
Ooh, yeah, that's weird. Because I was going to advance the clock.
No.
Oh, don't advance the clock.
I don't think this is one to be able to resist, because it's like magic, and you're just kind of putting it out there.
Mm.
They move the vats up, and they start pouring, like, about to pour them, and they you just, like, disintegrate all of them except for, like, everyone except for one on each side that's pushing, and they're like, oh, fuck, and they kind of push the vats, and they start bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh, they
bloop.
Do. They yeah. bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah, but there's only 2 left, and pretty much the clock is finished because the vats are now starting to fill
up. Is it a Kalin and a Cameron, or is it just 2 Camerons or 2
it's
Kalins?
It's a Kalin and a Cameron.
Okay.
Visually, like, they're, like, pushing, and all of a sudden, these sheets that fall to the ground, right, of Kalins and Camerons. But there's only 2 left there.
Tusk. Fuck them up.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll a skirmish.
Yeah, I'm going to roll a skirmish.
This will probably be just a single roll if it's successful.
I do a fucking charging star or whatever.
Yeah.
On that. Just, I'll, you know, shoulder charge. 4 is the highest one there.
So yeah, you charge the one and like slam them into the mold.
Yeah.
And it actually cracks open, and like you start to see like steam come out
of the mold,
the mold as on the seam, because the seam cracked open, and
be horrifying.
Yeah, probably. the other, like, I'm guessing you just probably pick that person, like throw it at the other person to dispose them, and
hit a person with another person,
hit a person with another person. So they open up, and you see a naked Cameron that has like bright blue eyes or bright. Teal eyes.
Oh, it was quick enough for it to finish?
Magic.
It's magic, man.
And the other one cracks open as well, but it's just a Kalen.
It's magic science.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just a Kalen. But
so there's a Kalen
crystal
and a
inside this one?
Yeah, inside the Cameron.
Where's a doctor?
We'll find out.
Got one coming.
Tombs.
Yes, I come skittering down the hallway.
Yes, yeah, so you see an archer dying out. Iora taking care of Vez.
Like, I've got Vez, like, cradle.
Right.
And I'm also just, like, in Archer's dying face, like, just shitting all over it.
Just saying, like, you suck, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, right. This is what you get.
Yep.
You shot me in the fucking back. I hate you. I hope this takes days.
Did he really shoot you in the back?
Yes, he did.
But it didn't pierce.
Yeah.
Only because I was prepared am I not in a wheelchair right now.
All
right,
so I get up there. And Vez is not bleeding. I mean, Vez has not been
wounded. Yeah, you can easily tell.
Vez has just lost his goddamn mind.
Yeah.
As apparently has Iora.
Hey, not really. It just seems like they really are concerned, even though you could tell, like, trauma or anything.
Well, yes, I would like to see if I could stop this bleeding.
No, you cannot stop this bleeding. I don't know. Are you on his side? Is that what this is about?
Listen to me. You do not feign. You do not consort. You do not interfere with the goddess of death. It is not your place to decide.
And I'll try and attune and see what she says.
Okay. I don't think you need a roll. She agrees.
She can tell me whether he's really meant to die or not, is what my hope is.
I'm going to say she agrees.
Okay.
With you. No, it's not his time. You're here. You can save him.
If I can save him, I have to save him.
You have to use that potion.
I don't know that I still have the potion. I think we used it before.
Okay. I mean, you'll roll a tinker then.
Yeah, I'll roll a tinker.
But you're doing this right in front of Iora.
Yeah, I'm going to interfere.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I have... Oh, God, I hate to do this. Okay.
Yeah, what do you got?
So you're going to attack me.
No, I'm not going to attack you.
He's going to start, like, putting his hands in front of you while you're taking...
splatting in the guts. Oh, God, I hate to do this.
Don't do it.
All right, I won't do it.
No, what is it?
I have a vial of slumber essence. I could put Tombs under.
Don't drink my father. Kind of a punk ass move.
Oh, it's a total we're punk assing each other here.
I'm not punk assing you. Yes. I'm doing my job.
I'm doing my job.
So you can.
Your job is to kill people?
My job is to.
I would just like to be clear. You are a group that indulges in a great deal of killing. It draws the attention and costs us money. Don't you not realize that every time we get into one of these incidents and everyone gets angry and wants to kill us, it's because of your group?
Oh, you just got told.
Look. Killing people draws attention from people like the law, from people like the church. This fascination of killing is destroying your profits.
Okay, fine. You win this one, but I get his ear.
Oh. I have no idea what you want an ear for.
the price he was going to pay was with his life.
Mm.
If you won't let me take that price from him,
I think it's
I'll
very vain of you to think that it is your choice on whether he lives or dies.
I'm conceding to you, Tombs. I'm letting you do your.
I'm patching him up.
I'm letting you side with this traitorous halfling. Fine, you can side with him. I don't care. Walk your own path, but he still pays a price.
Mm.
So I'm guessing you take Vez's hunting dagger.
Yep.
This, as you're doing what you need to do, you just see IR take this dagger and
take an ear.
And Archer gurgle screams. But you save his life.
Unfortunately, that will take me more time to sew that up.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to sew up.
Just cauterize.
Yeah, cauterize it.
Burn it.
Everyone else downstairs, you're like, Tubes is coming, right? And then you hear this.
Right.
This whole, like, standoff.
Yeah. As you hear this, you see Cameron start approaching you guys, and his hair just, like, goes up in the air as if wind is, like, blowing it all around.
Ooh, Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is Super Saiyan.
So, wait. For my question, I'm seeing, like, this mold being opened up, and this guy
naked.
He's naked, Cameron, and
he's Caitlin, like going Super Saiyan.
Yeah, can I just like use my superhuman strength, to, like close the mold back over?
well, he's already came out.
Oh, he's already came out.
And he's got the crystal inside him.
Right, yeah, can I crush him with the?
Yeah, if he's halfway out. Sure, mold, man. Crush them.
You can try. Well, you super still be a great effect.
I can.
Hang on a second. There's two of them, right? There's
yeah, but both Kaelin's.
Like, we don't care about the
Kaelin's not magic.
Kaelin doesn't have any magic in her.
No.
Just the Cameron.
It's just a Kaelin.
The Cameron.
But the Cameron's magic.
The Cameron, yeah, the Cameron's magic, yeah. Kaelin don't care. Cameron's got the crystal.
Well, how about this? You're by the open door. I was about to jump him. How about I tackle him back into the door and you slam that motherfucker?
And tackle him back into the door and I slam. Yeah, you can do that if you want.
Okay, so it sounds like a group action for skirmish?
Skirmish, yeah. I guess I'll lead that.
Yes, all right, please. Okay.
Well, since we're leading a group action, I guess I don't have to use my, I'll save it. My
I got
stuff.
A five.
You got all a five? Right, no That's stress. Good. I got a 5, 4, 4, and a 3.
All right. So oh, five. No stress, no from stress. You do it. Was this desperate? No, but you definitely in a desperate position now. Like, you guys, boom, like, wham, get you roll out of the way. You like, close it, but you just feel, like, the wind, like, buffeting, and it's like, you can't hold this for very long.
Okay.
I'm going to poke out his eye.
He's inside the mold.
Is he completely inside the mold?
Yeah.
I thought I was thinking no, halfway inside the mold. Okay.
I'm viewing he is
I thought back. He was out of the mold.
Yeah, and then I thought you were charging him to put him in back.
I thought
in
the mold. They wanted to squish him.
Squish him between
so
the doors.
You're pushing him into position. And
yeah, he's like, he knocks him into me, and I...
The door's
like a tag
open.
Team wrestling match.
Yeah. Yeah. So
like he Irish whoops him into me. You're, and like,
so you're trying to. So you're just getting him.
We're
to
trying
smash
to
him.
Dissect him with yeah, this yeah. door. Okay.
So
with the door, you're trying to dissect him with the door.
Vivisect him.
Okay,
or
so I was going to take damage then instead.
Whatever. Just
bisect him.
Bisect. Thank you. Words are hard.
So instead, since he wasn't contained, there's a whole bunch of air that's blasted out, and this feels like daggers because the wind's moving so fast, and you both take a level 2 harm of sliced.
Can I resist that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you'll be able to resist and ignore because it was a partial success.
I'll armor and then resist. Is that I can just armor?
Yeah. So it's a level in my one. Head, my system from now on, if you have partial success and you take damage, you only have to do one action. If it's a full failure and take damage, you have to do two actions. If it's higher than a one, kind of thing.
Okay. So then
so you just have to do a prowess.
But it's a
level 2
it's
slice.
Level 2 harm slice. Yeah. Okay. I'll just resist so that. So fuck.
I can use armor.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of body armor do you have or whatever?
Your sack. It got sliced. No.
My sack is probably getting torn up a little bit. Yeah. But honestly, like. I don't know if he has armor, but he bugbears have natural armor.
Okay, so you're just like you just see it, like the like, layer of skins is
like but yeah, like there's
you've got a bald spot now.
Well, yeah, like my hairs are getting like shorn, but like right. you look down and there's like just thick leathery skin mm-hmm. that just like is not bleeding. It's
right,
just, it's like there's when you get those little white scratches.
A lot of hair gone.
Yeah,
random like slices.
I
hair.
Forgot I have 5.
Yep.
Maybe my ear gets fucked up.
Ooh, but you're good.
That's
so one stress.
So one stress. That's so not too bad.
1, 3, 4, 4, 5.
Yep.
That's a lot stress. Of dice.
Yeah.
You're, I guess, up there. He's like pinned, and there's wind buffeting. You were saying you were going to gouge out his eyes.
I was thinking about it.
Then what do you do?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's pinned. So
yeah.
Move around.
You see, like half of his body, pretty much, like half is in, half's out, kind of thing.
So I'll just like thumbs. We're gonna thumbs him.
You get waking a thumb one eye kind of deal. Mm-hmm. You can get thumb one eye kind of deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Skirmish.
How about prowl because it's super sneaky and gross.
But he sees you right
read
there.
That. Shut up.
Read
All
that
because right.
it has a lot of your discretion yeah. kind of stuff in it.
Isn't prowl close violence? Okay. So yeah, you could do prowl.
It's a close ambush.
Yeah.
He's kind of trapped.
Okay. Go ahead and do prowl.
Yeah. Go ahead. Just do prowl.
Well, fuck me. I got a 4.
Okay. But you do it. There's 4 ticks left, but as you get close, man, what he probably just sort of like really fucks you up. You start to feel like uneasy, like as you approach, there's like there's so much wind, and you feel this weird like frequency. Like you felt it when you've held your crystal, and you like resonate with his frequency. And you start to feel your body like become unstable.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
Yeah, even though I haven't seen that movie. Exactly.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
Pretty much you'll take a level 2 harm, and if you stay here within arm's reach next round, you get even worse. Level 2 harm of unstable, probably?
I was going to go with scattered.
Yeah, that sounds good. But you do it, but you know if you're still touching him next round, it's going to be bad.
Like when his... So like...
When you do your next action, pretty much.
Unless we kill him.
See?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Incapacitate, kill him, whatever. You see nuts go...
Yeah, I'm going to... I guess I'll go. And I will whip out my trademarked ferocious bat.
So it's great effect.
Yeah, I guess that'd be... It's a large weapon.
Two. Yeah.
Okay. And it's the bat that's like... Looks really menacing. It's got spikes in it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take a big swing on this motherfucker and try to get him...
Swing, baby, swing.
Yeah. Great effect. Risky.
Risky?
Risky, great effect. Yep.
I don't know if this is going to be the final fight.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say something else.
But I wanted to kind of use my special Battleborn thing just to Battleborn, you may expend your special armor to reduce harm from an attack in combat or to push yourself during a fight.
Okay.
So, like,
so you can stress, go, yeah, you can go to critical damage then.
Yeah, critical damage roll.
Which is 4.
It'll be 4 or 5, yeah, something like that.
Well, if it's to push myself, I'd get an extra die, wouldn't it? Or do you just want me to...
You'll just use your special armor, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, it kind of takes place over my stress and then lets me... it basically substitutes stress,
right,
my special armor.
Yes.
And will I get an extra die for that then?
I was going to do more effect.
Because I'm pushing myself, and when you push yourself, you get...
You could get another D.
Usually it's option of 1D or greater.
Effect. Yeah, okay. Risky, great effect, an extra die.
Extra die, okay.
And you use your special armor.
And use my special armor. All right, make a note of that. Come on. That's a 6, a 5, 1, 3, 1. Oh, well, it's close. That's pretty good.
There's still one tick, but...
I took a good club on him.
Yeah, the half though showing that bat was so big.
So wait, limited is 1 tick.
Yeah.
Normal, standard is 2.
Great is 3.
3, and you said critical.
He went for the extra die instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much helped, because instead he would have, something else would have happened.
Yeah,
so you just like, fuck, with that big old bat bringing down his torso,
it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you probably hear like, like this wind.
Right.
But Tomb's Iora... Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll ask DeMarco, is everything under control down there? Do you need me?
I think we should have the party on this.
Okay.
Things are getting out of hand.
Okay. I'm coming down.
I don't know if you've ever seen the show Dragon Ball.
I'm on my way.
Yes.
When can I come back? Do I come back?
You can... I'm
bringing Vez down. I'm not going to let him out of my sight.
I think you can interact, but I don't think you're in a position to do violence and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, you can talk and give, influence what...
Go for the eyes!
I've got Vez on me like a little monkey.
Yeah.
And yeah.
All right. So you two come down.
You really say go for the eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One eye's already
I've got you, little one.
Yeah. Yeah. You come down to...
I learned well, cuz.
Another Cameron clone, but all like wind and super sand and like
super sand.
You see like Nux's hand is like gouged into this eyeball, and he kind of looks like all much as fur is missing.
Wow.
And DeMarco has like a giant bat. This is like whack, whack, whack on this thing.
Akio Crystal. get it out of there.
Do I get a shot here?
What do you two do?
The thing is not still in the mold.
Pinned in the mold right now.
Like his, like part of his torso is like leaned out, and the other half is slammed behind it.
So there's still a funnel at the top of the thing.
Yes, yeah.
Hole?
Yeah, there is a hole.
It's an injection mold.
Yeah, it's injection.
So like if I wanted to drop a potion right down the hole on top of it.
Sure. What do you drop?
That's what I'm figuring out. Go ahead. You can go ahead.
Oh, there's only one tick left. So whoever does this action may.
Whoever successfully does this action.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. If it's absolute failure.
I can take
a
shot and then let teams finish.
I have skull fire poison.
That sounds pretty cool.
That sounds pretty fun.
I might do the trick.
I'm just going to slam dunk it down the tube.
So you're cool with killing this person?
No, I don't think it kills people.
It'll kill him.
I'm pretty sure it'll kill him.
I'm pretty sure it's a homunculus.
I think that's the bigger question. Yeah. Does Tombs consider this a person?
Right.
Well, I don't know any of that. I mean, we haven't really talked about
anything. I've mentioned... Oh. Well, I guess I... I mentioned the mold stuff. I guess I didn't really.
The skull fire causes incapacitating migraines.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh,
okay,
well, so then, yes, he definitely will be alive.
Yeah, okay, go ahead and make it happen.
Yeah, I will. What do I need to do that?
That's
is that a tinker?
Name sure, that's two tinker. Potion.
A four is my highest.
All okay. right. What is the complication?
My well, hand is in his eyeball.
If I may suggest,
yes,
he is blowing wind everywhere.
Oh my so god! It
splashes around,
yeah. like atomizes. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. So you get the same effect as well.
No, I don't think he gets it. I feel like everyone? I should get it.
I think we. I think
because I'm
close by too.
So both but you. DeMarco's doing
well,
a bat.
Yeah, I'm doing a bat.
And fine, you can all have actually, migraines.
Yeah, I'm literally knuckle deep in this guy.
You all get migraines. Migraines. Is it level one?
Hmm?
Level one migraine. You three.
So that gives me three level ones. What does that do?
That'll be a level two then harm of
migraine.
Migraine. But you all can choose a resist if you want.
Yeah, I'd like to resist.
I'll resist. Is that resolve?
Be with resolve.
Okay. I got two.
So you take so four, I get four stress.
Ouch. That one I hurt. Got a six and a three.
No stress.
You still hold up four fingers.
What are we?
Resolve if resolve? You want to resist.
Okay.
So I don't take that damage?
Nope, you don't.
I'll just take it.
All right, level one migraine.
I should have just taken it. I only have like one pip left in stress.
Yeah, be careful. Be careful, Tusk.
Yeah. yeah, and so the Super Saiyan falls unconscious. Or I Super Elf, whatever.
Yeah, all right.
What do you guys do?
Well, this might be a good time to commune with Weejaws to see if this thing even has a soul.
What's the Kaelin doing?
Great dispatch of her.
Yeah, mind. She's out. Okay. She's out. Yeah,
whatever. Traumatized.
You could just be like, whack.
Just born, and there's 10 dead bodies around her.
Three, 10 sheet or
five of them that look like her.
Is the crystal inside this thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. I want to drag him out and rip him open.
Well, that's why we have a doctor.
Oh, well, let's find out.
Let him tinker this.
All right.
Oh, man, so you're fucked me up.
Right, but he's out now.
He's fine.
Shit.
Welcome to Iora Land.
No, my first off. My trauma is vicious. Like, this dude fucked me up.
Yeah.
Well, then vicious him.
I'm gonna. Well,
I mean, see. He can pray about it, but you can vicious him while he's in prayer.
Let's see how Tomb feels. Because I imagine he's praying and I'm dragging him out and getting him laid out.
He's.
So, what do you do?
Tomb's feels.
Yeah, I wanna see if I can figure out if this thing has a soul.
Okay. Yeah, this probably would be a tune.
Tomb's likes our enemies more than our friends.
I got a six.
Oh, this. Do you think, before even the crystals are introduced, do you think these clone things have souls to begin with?
I personally don't think they do.
Well, I guess, yeah, we could definitely take a poll since there's five of you. The poll. No soul.
What the fuck is it?
I don't think so.
No soul.
I think a clone isn't a soul.
Based on Metzper.
Metzper did have a personality.
Yeah, but he was also very zombie.
But he was a person before we poured him in there.
Yeah, true. Because he was inside the bowl. Yeah. The bowl, you transferred a person
that's
the bowl
true.
Liquid into.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, okay. Mm-hmm. We can say
I mean, if the slurry has souls in it.
But the slurry seemed to be from science.
I mean, yeah. I guess that's the question I was asking you. Like, if they are killing people, putting them in the vat.
These people are not necessarily killing people.
Okay.
And that's why they have this
somebody's meat.
If the vat is like Petri dishes full of stuff.
Right.
Then no soul.
Yeah. Okay. No soul.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess I wouldn't have a problem of him dying because he's not really alive in the first place.
All right.
I rip it out.
There's nothing for Weejaws to gain a hold of.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just. And then.
Ugh, nasty.
Do they have bones?
Yeah, they have bones.
Oh, that's cool.
What did you expect them to just be like one of those things, those old Saturday morning commercials where you just put them in the oven and...
Yeah.
Shrinky-dinks,
little Jell-O men or whatever, you know?
They definitely have the stuff of magic.
I was kind of thinking, it would just be like solid muscle or something.
You just cut into them and it's all peach down the middle, mm-hmm. like clay substance mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
So
is it there?
Yeah, it totally is there.
Totally intact?
Yeah.
You're touching this thing with your bare hands?
Yeah. I touch these things with my bare hands a lot now.
Okay. Yeah.
So you grab it. I'm just going to fast track you guys a little bit. As you guys leave the basement, you hear fighting and you notice almost everyone else is fighting in some capacity in the rooms and they've kind of spilled out into the hallway and stuff like that. But
Everybody is fighting.
It's like a bar brawl at this point.
Some of them are like pairing up and stuff because maybe they're working for the same faction, but
it's become a battle royale.
Side note, before we leave the room, is there like logbooks or journals or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Take all that shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I'll write it down.
Yeah, can I search for any kind of treasures in this?
I was going to say, there's got to be something. There's to the auction rooms. There's, I mean,
well, even before
people have taken stuff, but yeah.
You can, what, do you all want to look around then?
I would like to have a swipe at some treasure.
How much load would you think for all the books? And
I would like to at least roll like a fortune to find some coin, you know?
Yeah, go ahead and roll fortune.
So it's not like we're just...
We all? Can I?
You already have stuff.
I didn't know if that was worth coin or if it's just like bargaining.
No, the umbrella.
Can I roll
one?
Probably not.
Here's my fear.
Uh-huh.
We have this thing. We have an agent of the special sorcery unit locked up in the bathroom. They know she's in here. When shit starts blowing up and people are fighting and screaming... I don't want to be in here with this gem when the police arrive and we get stuck in them taking it from us.
You will get out before the police arrive.
Okay. I just
it's
to
more
make...
of like what you do.
Should we
with
do something
the scenario?
To fuck up the molds? Do we care?
No, don't care. I think it's cool.
Yeah, right now it's like riot. So we're just like, whatever.
Get the fuck out.
Take shit and go.
All right.
Yeah. Man, there's looting, man. Let's get in.
Roll. Whoever hasn't taken loot so far can roll a fortune.
Okay.
That's a 3.
2.
That's a 6.
3.
Ooh, 3.
1.
2.
1.
1 coin?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I take that surgical equipment I liked.
Yeah, sure. If whatever you want. So, you guys get out?
I just walk out. We just walk out.
You guys just ran out of the mansion of the Undying 2. And now what do you guys do?
I guess we mark out the word Undying on the plaque out front.
We didn't destroy the... Molds.
You did not destroy the molds.
God,
can we cross out the Undying 2 and put a couple of clowns because they were really weird characters, if I remember correctly.
they were pretty weird. Let's go home.
Okay.
I mean, does anybody have an argument with that?
At home is where I don't have to do anything.
I am fairly wounded. I am ready to go home.
Yeah,
smoke a doobie. Whatever it takes.
Granny.
All right. Well, let's do a little bit of the payoff mechanics and real quick up front. So one thing I've been forgetting to do for a while now is give you rep.
Wow, you fuck ass.
Yeah, so...
Are we going to get back rep?
Do we get negative rep?
I like how we were just talking about how, GM's not knowing the rules earlier today.
Yeah, they can really ruin an experience.
Yeah, like my experience playing this game is just destroyed
so do you have the crew sheet in front of you?
Just pulled it out.
Wow.
Like other things.
Under the rep tracker part, Amber.
Yeah.
It has like weak and strong as well.
Yeah. We have weak. Right.
So we're going to back pay everything. You guys are strong with full rep.
Damn.
Strong rep.
And then we have to.
Now you have enough coin to level.
Yeah. But we go to weak to get to level up.
So next time you level up, if you have enough coin, you'll go to tier whatever and be weak. But it takes a fuck ton of coin. And then let's figure out heat real quick. I think it was only 2 heat contained in standard exposure. Plus,
we did go to extraordinary lengths not to kill people.
But yeah, you killed all those clones. So 2 heat.
Yeah, but they're not real people. They don't even have souls.
They didn't have souls.
I know, but they're still dead people to most of society that don't know what's really going on.
People who have no souls have rights too.
I would like to make 2 arguments against that.
Okay.
One, all the dead bodies are in a basement that the other clones aren't going to like show off. Oh, here's our clone battery room. Here's all these dead bodies in here, Mr. Policeman. I'm just saying.
Okay. Like,
what's your
the
second
other,
point?
The one
I forget. I think I wrapped it all together.
My second point is that nobody in town realized that there were more than one.
My third point is we went in character to great lengths to not kill people.
But when we talked to the jeweler, he was like, yeah, he comes in sometimes and he knows us, and other times he doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that.
The jeweler had no idea there were clones.
Also, fourth point, the real ones eat the clones, and so by the time the police show up, there will be no bodies down there.
That's fine, then. You still get +1 heat because you're at war with another faction. So you get 3 heat.
All right, well,
I will accept that.
Want level 2, heat 6.
Ooh.
Wow, that's close.
We're at 6 even now?
No es bueno.
6 out of 9.
Oh, okay. I thought there were less ticks than that. Okay.
Go ahead and roll the entanglements. You're 1 level 2, so that's 2 dice. No. So that means you get to roll this 2 times and take the choice that you want.
And now that we're at 6, we're getting bad consequences. Arrest is one of those consequences, so that could be a thing.
I don't want to be responsible for
it. I'll do it.
All right, do it.
Well, how many?
Just do one at a time. Let's
roll 2, and then we'll just roll 2 dice. There's a 6. Okay. A 6 and a 3. And now I'll roll 2 more dice.
What?
No, because of the power that...
Oh.
So...
3, 4, 5, 6.
Three, four, five, six.
On a six at this heat level, it is an arrest. Because there's jail rules.
Around the end, when you see an opportunity, we'll figure it out.
Are you okay with that, John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He gets to role play. He finally gets to do what he wanted to do and see what happens.
He gets to go to jail.
Yep.
DeMarco has never met a man so desperate to go to jail.
That's right.
They've got free food.
They do have free food.
Free food.
Sometimes jail sounds better. Like, I don't think it is. Like, I know it's not.
All right, so you guys are back at the place. What do you do? Back at the theater.
Gonna take some downtime and heal.
I want a downtime. I don't know what to do, though, because I'm...
You're all trauma-y.
I'm healed up. I have no stress.
I need a new sack.
Here's an interesting question.
Okay.
Under Physicker, it says you can tinker with bones, blood, and bodily humors to treat wounds or stabilize the dying. And I have looked through the entire book to see if there is a mechanic for how that works, and there is no mechanic for that.
Nope, it's tinker roll.
This is just like...
So I'd like to tinker the shit out of those who are wounded.
Right, for you, yeah. So pretty much in the score, if they're like, they fill up the whole roll, you can roll to see,
great,
to get rid of it.
Now we know what I can help.
Yep.
Too late.
Okay.
You're in jail.
I need...
No.
My hair is shredded. My sack is torn. I need Granny Guyani's poultices.
Oh, what's up, honey?
What? Wow.
I think I only hurt myself with the crystal I was using against the clones. I think I overdid it and like the magic rebounded a bit.
Oh, what's your thing?
I'm scattered for one, and I'm bruised and have a migraine. So I've got these big bald patches.
Mm. I think also some of it was from the Super Saiyan elf as well. Because you were up in his grill.
I was up in his grill. I would like dear sweet granny to apply salves to my boo-boos.
Oh.
And I would like some of her cookies while I'm doing this.
I used a lot of green butter in this one.
Green butter. Ew.
You're going to get him high?
Yep. Sure.
That's Granny Guyani's deal.
Yeah. God, I love Granny.
She's the best NPC.
So how many dice am I getting?
You're getting two from her, one from Tombs, and one for yourself. So for point four.
Well, then I get plus one because I have Vigorous. So I get five.
Wow.
Plus,
I got double sixes.
Ah, yeah.
So you get
five clocks.
Okay, so that rolls...
Or five ticks.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have two of the two extra ticks you don't need?
Boom!
Holy cow!
So that rolls over.
And you move, everything shifts downwards.
That would suck if you got five clocks, because that means you have to take longer.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would like to use an official downtime action the same way, because I have two level one effects, and that isn't how I like to be.
Yeah, okay. Now I just have one level one. My level two dropped down to one, and my ones are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one from me, two from Granny, one from Tombs.
Tombs, yeah.
Okay, so that's four. Five, four, three, two. If you tell me I don't heal this over, I'm going to be mad. I bet I don't.
I bet you don't either.
I don't think you do.
You probably got three ticks.
It's like a long-term project, you get two.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to mark it down because I'm going to have to use my other downtime action.
Oh,
to fix that.
Did I lose stress because I got a crit?
I guess so.
How much stress?
One. At least one.
I guess I still have to indulge in my vice, so that may not be a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that too.
Yeah, you can spend a coin to increase your effectiveness, but that only gets you to three
ticks. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to do it again.
Okay. Well, you just want to do it right now then?
Yeah, sure. And it's a 5-4-4-1. So that will clean me out.
Ding.
Get that extended care from Granny.
Yeah. She had to, you had to take off your clothes and she had to give you like a back rub.
Mm, and that shiatsu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you and Granny dating?
You know what?
Better fucking not be.
Whatever. I mean.
You didn't even. Whatever, Amber.
Remember, if you do not indulge in your vice, you get that many. For each trauma that you have, you get that many stress. After.
Oh, shit. Well, I better indulge in my vice.
Maybe I should take this.
Is there a situation where Vez will not engage, though?
He said.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hmm. After
because Vez
this.
Has no stress, if he would indulge, then he would
could
overindulge
stressed.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He'd get stressed. So it's like, gamble. But I do have Lyra's wallet.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of stuff.
I know, but right now, I want to go to the Green Dragons, Barrels.
Yes. So you go to the Green Dragon. Is that the name of the parlor, pretty much, is the Green
it's
Dragon?
It's the Dragon's Lair.
Okay.
It's the parlor.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to picture like what it looks like as you're going there, and like what's the parlor look like, how's it set up, because you want to go in the back pretty much because you want to go talk to Beryl, right?
Yeah, because I want to show the ID.
Right. So you run into, so you go down there, you go past all the tables and everything like that, and going past all the clatter as people are playing, and you come to his two thug bodyguards.
Yep.
They're like, "What do you want, Vez?"
"I need to talk to Beryl."
You hear this? He wants to talk to Beryl. He's like, "I know." "Oh, Vez. No, really, what do you want, Vez?"
"I need to talk to Beryl."
Well,
I got some good information.
Oh yeah, well, just give it to us and we'll
No, this is too good of information to let go. I have to deliver it.
Oh, okay. Well, what's in it for us?
Maybe you won't ever have to see my ugly face when you're out here anymore. I'm sorry.
It's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
No, that's like, if all goes well and this information's good, you'll never have to see me coming here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like a bad deal.
I know. He stinks all the time. Look at him.
He starts to kind of like vomit.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention. I've been misstaring at this poster that Beryl set up on the wall. It looks like a wizard. It's real cool.
It's, you know, it's.
But yeah, let's just let him through.
Oh, I guess so. All right, Vez, you got 5 minutes.
All right, I walk in.
All right, what does this place look like?
Everything is emerald in color.
Uh-huh.
It is super opulent, lush, green, everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a chaise lounge in there and a desk and all that stuff. And I see Beryl to be a lot... Okay, you remember Holdo from Star Wars?
No. Purple hair?
Purple hair lady, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But instead, purple green hair.
What kind of clothes is she wearing then?
Like a long dress.
You said Hans.
Is it like plain tight-ish fitting gray or
loose green?
Loose green, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's here with like a long cigarette holder kind of thing. She's like, Vez, what are you doing here? Are you finally here to pay?
Well, I hope what I've got might be worth settling up my debts.
Oh, what? I don't see 7 bags of coin on you.
No, but I have somebody who, he's very nervous, by the way. I have something to tell you about one of your favorite pets who's been winning you lots and lots of gold or coin.
Oh, and who would that be?
Lyra.
As you say that, she probably, like, pauses for a second, takes a long drag on her cigarette, and then kind of blows the smoke into your face as she bends down. She's like, "What do you mean?"
"I am going to save your ass right now. And your whole..." I'm mushing to the whole everything. Uh-huh. "Everything that is here, you'll want to know more about Lyra. And I know a lot about Lyra."
Uh-huh. "Of course you do. Whatever you're going to tell me..." Sure.
All right. So he'll pull out Lyra's ID that he got off of at the Undying Two's place.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "She's not who you think she is." And I set the ID down.
And
before I lift my hand up, I'm like, "I want to be cleared of my debts because I'm doing something good for you."
Go ahead and roll consort.
Uh-oh. Just to let everybody know, I have absolutely no pips in consort.
Yeah, exactly.
Roll two, take the lowest, right?
So we can do a devil's bargain. Oh. You can push yourself as well.
Okay. I would like to push myself.
Would that just raise it to one?
That just gives you one.
Pushing
straight.
Yourself, two stress, gives you one die. And then the devil's bargain, anyone have a suggestion for devil's bargain? You can view devil's bargain as she's going to get an additional die. If she fails, it's even a worse failure. But also, or there can be like a strength attach kind of thing instead, just in general.
Oh, I have to play for the dragons, and I have to take Lyra's spot. Yeah. This isn't a bad player. He just has been getting shit on by Lyra constantly.
I thought the whole point was that Vez is in fact a bad player and only does one thing.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. He's obsessive about the one thing, but he's not a terrible. He knows the game really, really well.
You rolled bad.
I mean, it would not be good for Vez to still be basically there's tons of strings attached of being a rep player in this situation. Like, he could lose his life. I mean, he's either going to go free or he's going to be a rep player.
Okay, that works. Yeah.
Amber both push herself and Devil's Bargain to get to bump herself up to and the best of two dice?
Yes, and then I will give you a dice because you actually have Lyra's book there.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be three, which is probably worth it all the way around.
All right, this is really scary. I rolled a 4, 3, and 1.
Okay, so you do it. Barely.
Yeesh.
All right, but there is going to be a consequence. All right, I'll figure out the consequence for later. I have a slight idea. But okay, so you show it to her, regardless of what you're going to show me, if this is not true and we act on it, you're replacing her.
All right. So, it's true. It's true to me. So nervous.
And so, just you take your hand off.
Yeah, I take my hand
and
off.
She picks it up and she's like, "Son of a bitch."
Yeah. This does not look good.
And you see her like, pretty much crumple it up in her hand, like how angry she is. And you see like smoke come out of her nostrils, even though she didn't take a drag, you could say. And she goes over to her desk. You see her pull out like a drawer. What does she pull out? Like, this is her like go time thing.
A gun.
No, she doesn't need a gun.
She pulls out a big gun.
Yeah, two big guns.
She's one of four of the dragons. So I think it's a sort of like a summoning, scrying thing, like a mirror. Mm-hmm. So she's going to pick it up and call the other dragons.
Yeah. And she's like pretty much she pulls it out and there's like three other heads that show up and she's like, "I'll take it from here, Vez. It was nice doing business with you."
No worries about Pan. I'm good. We're square.
Yes, right. But feel free to stop on by anytime. You're a welcome guest now.
I'll just be right outside then. just gonna be right out there then.
Yeah.
So basically, the next downtime I'm doing will be just indulging in my vice.
Yeah, sure. Because now you've got two stress to burn off.
Yeah.
Just don't overindulge.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Damn it.
I can't control the dice rolls.
I mean, you could just not do it.
You could just not do it.
But also, it's right out there, man.
Okay, Vez.
Did we ever establish that Vez has taken a bath yet? Because
I'm never taken a bath.
He's just like a caked goblin at this point. Yeah, like, I can only. He's like covered
he's been
in flour.
So many accidents.
Pickle juice, soup.
Wasn't there soup at one point?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, now there's a lot of goblin vomit on there.
He's like caked. Like, if you like touch him, like a flake of stuff just falls off.
Crumpled 10 gallon hat on top.
Yeah, Vez, we're going to fix that.
My bolo tie is like completely uneven. And just like nasty.
All right, who goes? What's going on?
I'm gonna ready to go. I think.
Sure.
First, I'm gonna take time to craft to see if I can craft some more of that vitality potion that is the formula I know how to make as an artificer.
We agreed that that's an action.
Right. It's a downtime action. Right.
Let's.
So I need to. I get 1D for each tinker action dot. Well, I'm not going to spend any coin, but we do have a workshop, so I get +1 quality.
Yep.
What tier are we?
2.
All right. So unless I really fuck up my roll, I should be able to do this with no problem.
Right.
So I'm going to retire to my workshop, which is my meat locker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to begin tinkering with the dead again and exploring how injuries happen and how to knit them back together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this slash wound here, it seems to me that if you could get the flesh and the marrow and the bone to re-knit itself, it would allow them to heal. Perhaps if the muscles could grow back together, I think I can. Let me try this. And I'm trying various ways to activate my potion that I'm going to create.
Okay.
So basically, I'm just extracting the juice from corpses to make my vitality potion.
I don't like your vitality potion.
Juices.
Wow.
Juicy. Is this blood magic?
This is really close to blood magic.
No, it's like an eye
magic.
Put them in the juicer.
I'll those beepers up.
And the difference is that the blood magic does not have the blessing of the goddess.
But
so
this
it's evil.
Nasty does.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you have an altar as well at some point to her. So you maybe have like an altar of Wheat Joss down there as well.
Body, oh, yeah.
His
absolutely.
Body is the altar.
No. That is nasty. Disturbing.
Does Tombs ever like lay in a coffin and just pretend to be dead for a while?
No, he's not necessarily about being dead. It's about.
I like to study the dead.
He likes to study the dead. Yeah.
Right. What better way to study them?
Shlucking out their juices and squirting it in your mouth.
Let me test this formula.
Yes,
I would like to craft. I already have plus one quality for having the workshop, mm-hmm. and that is a tier 3 to create this.
So you'll get up to 3 automatically?
Well, unless I blow my roll.
Unless you get 1 or 3, right?
Yeah, unless that's all I get.
Yeah.
And I got a 4. Okay. My 4 is my high, so I made enough to make a vitality potion.
What were your other numbers?
A 1 and a 2.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Yeah,
but would it still be a potion that we believe to be a vitality potion?
Yeah.
Okay.
For all intensive purposes for you guys.
Yeah. So
I just like drink it and it's just like pus juice.
Yeah. But it makes you feel good for some reason.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the way it is. It has a horrible smell, but it's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Just like a birthday cake Oreo.
All right. So then I want to, my second game mechanic wise, I want to start a clock to study the life essence special formula, which is a tier 4.
What does that do?
It is a tier 4 one use. The essential life force, it's in vaporous form, may delay death for a short time or rarely revive the recently deceased. It is unreliable and volatile. It is an 8-segment clock, according to this thing.
All right. We definitely need to role play that, like out of your shop, probably.
There's got to be a place in town where they take people who are really sick.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a hospital.
Yeah. So they're
like a hospital.
Where do they take the sick?
No. A medieval city would not have a hospital.
No. The Order of Transcription
it's not medieval.
Definitely has a wing
For clerics.
Yeah. For like not even for necessarily clerics of like religious, but of like clerics of like healing and stuff like that.
Yeah. I just want to wander amongst the living and the nearly dead and watch their life force disappear and see how I can capture that juice. You know, right at the moment of death, like, oh, I can grab that spirit and just stuff it into a bottle
so
for later.
Yes. You two parts last
so you're gonna,
breath.
You've got like a butterfly net. You just catch the spirits.
Yeah, you probably make one. That'd be pretty cool.
There is a cage.
So, I am a cleric of Wheat Joss, and she is the goddess of death. I don't think anyone would turn me away from this place.
Yeah.
The Order of Transcriptions?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
The Order of Transcriptions is all about learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he's doing stuff out of science and learning, then he could easily... So you're going here to what now?
Yes, I'm going to go and study people as they die.
Oh, so...
I would introduce myself.
Yes.
I am Hivok Morris. I am a practicing cleric of Wheat Joss. As you know, the goddess of... magic and death.
Yes, I am quite familiar.
I am here to further my studies into her realm by studying those who are dying. Do you have any dying people here?
Well, we try to prevent death.
Oh, yes.
Generally.
Yes, but Wheat Joss will have her will obeyed.
This is true. We do.
If you could just point me to your sickest and most deathly ill, I would appreciate it. My fingers are extremely long. And they intertwine twice, according to Dave.
Oh, that is very, very odd. But and all you want to do is observe?
Well, yes, and take measurements. I am here to observe and measure the passing of the soul into Wheat Joss's realm. I have some hypotheses I would like to test.
How long do you want to be here for?
Well, until a good number of people die.
Well, I can set you up with one of our interns, and they'll...
Is your intern near death?
No, but they can take you to the intensive care unit.
Ah, excellent. That sounds exactly where I need to be. If I could see your most hopeless cases, it would be excellent.
That's fine by me, but also we'll allow this if you're willing to share your research.
Oh, yes. Of course I would
be
willing to share.
All right, then this is fine.
I am here to spread the will and the knowledge of Wheat Joss. There's many people who misunderstand and think that she might be evil, but for some, death is a blessing.
Well, good luck in your work. I will show you on your way now. Get the fuck out of here, creepy man.
Go ahead and roll your roll, John.
All right, it's a study roll. I only have two dots in study. Two threes. I don't know.
That's one tick, isn't it?
One tick on an 8-tick clock. So this may take a while.
Couple sessions.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxbury. If you liked what you heard, you can find more at geekspective.com and on Twitter at geekspective. You can also find me on Twitter at evildmjosh if you're interested in geeky tweets. This episode was edited by Rudy Basso. He can be reached on Twitter at Rudy Basso for all your podcast needs. If you'd like to support Tales from Moxbury, you can become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective or write a review on iTunes instead, or just tell a friend. Thank you for listening. See you all in 2 weeks.